GNN, always keep in mind that everything should be considered rumor. Source, Judy Note, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Judy Disclaimer, please be aware that I report the news as I find it. Try to credit articles with their original author and am not responsible for content. Information in the posts or articles from social media sites that I quote may or may not be true. I report this information for educational or entertainment purposes only and not as fact. I encourage you to do your own research and make up your own mind as to what is happening in this great war of good against evil. Over. Restored Republic via a GCR update as of Tuesday, August 4, 2026. Compiled Tuesday, August 4, 2026 by Judy Byington, MSW, LCSW, judybyington.com. Trump secures disarmament of Hamas. Medbed healing activated. Operations shut down worldwide, including in Clinton underground tunnel beneath White House. Global market collapse, black swan event incoming. Congressional investigation uncovered $1 trillion U.S. taxpayer money stolen annually. Fauci weaponized intelligence community, lied under oath, terrorized whistleblowers to hide Wuhan lab leak. Judy Note, a black swan event was incoming. It's going to be biblical, said Q. Drop 3,565 to claims of hidden alliances between finance, politics, and powerful institutions, predicting major global exposure. Supporters interpret the Q drop as signaling the collapse of media control, financial secrecy, and elite influence, with attention on the Vatican, City of London, and Washington, D.C. It urges people to question official narratives, examine evidence, and expect major revelations, martial law on Telegram. The global financial market was about to collapse. Shockwaves were building across 200-plus countries as the BRICS alliance expanded with gold-slash-asset-backed currency. Behind the scenes, the CBDC systems were going live with major banks under pressure to get rid of their fiat U.S. dollars. De-dollarization was already in motion. According to Carolyn Bessette Kennedy on Telegram, this was the financial reset phase with DEFCON 1 status activated. The global currency transition has begun. Monday, August 3, 2026, Trump and his intelligence team secured a disarmament agreement with Hamas, activated Medbed healing machines, and exposed that $1 trillion in taxpayer monies were being stolen annually to fund terrorism, child TG, and luxury goods. Trump's global military alliance had already shut down massive operations worldwide, including in a Clinton-run underground tunnel beneath the White House. Fauci wound up his testimony before Congress, where he was found to lie under oath. He had weaponized the intelligence community and terrorized whistleblowers to hide the Wuhan lab leak. Saturday, August 1, 2026, in the Pentagon War Room, President Trump, Joint Chiefs, Space Force, NSA Director, and the Global Military Alliance activated the MedBed program worldwide. Trump also authorized Operation Nisra activation for the U.S. Within the next 72 hours, Trump would address the nation where MedBed evidence will be revealed. The med beds have healed 2,847 patients with terminal illnesses. They have reversed aging in 1,294 test subjects. They have eliminated chronic diseases in 934 patients. The arrests begin immediately: 2,847 big pharma executives, 1,294 FDA officials, 847 medical board members arrested. Monday, August 3, 2026, Epstein tapes fully recovered from Iran vault. EBS drops live now. President Trump just confirmed from the Secure Command Center, the final underground plant south of Tehran is ours. U.S. Special Forces extracted the complete original Epstein extortion archives. Every tape. Every session. Every name. Temporary martial law remains in full effect nationwide to keep the homeland calm while truth hits like thunder. White hats on Telegram. Monday, August 3, 2026, fake moon landing. Eugene Akers, Gene Gilmore, former NASA engineer, involved with intelligence programs, died in 2022. A deathbed confession. He left a deathbed confession that his father, Cyrus Akers, confessed to faking the 1969 moon landing at Cannon AFB using Project Slam Dunk in 2002 on his deathbed. Interviewed by filmmaker Bart Seibel. Monday, August 3, 2026, RFK Jr., Dr. Fauci weaponized the coronavirus, then gave it to a Chinese military-run laboratory where two Chinese scientists further weaponized it using NIH technology, ultimately creating SARS-CoV-2. Says a Chinese scientist named Ben, who was patient zero, and he would constantly ride a specific subway, and that subway lead right from the Wuhan lab directly to the airport so people would then spread it internationally. Monday, August 3, 2026, City of London Corporation, it became a sovereign state in 1694, when King William III of Orange privatized and turned the Bank of England over to the bankers. The Crown is the private corporate city-state of London, includes the Rothschild, Warburg, Oppenheimer, and Schiff families. All roads lead back to the Rothschild, Nizara Jazara on Telegram. Judy note, the below dates were published by several valid sources, but could not be confirmed. Wednesday, July 15, 2026, the executive order was signed releasing MedBed technology. On Saturday, July 25, 2026, the deployment order went live. 4,512 facilities. 12 to 40 pods each. That is between 54,000 and 180,000 healing pods now authorized for civilian use. Friday, July 31, 2026, the global currency reset ignited across 209 nations as the quantum financial system went fully live overnight. Monday, August 3, 2026, the Starlink emergency broadcast system streams. Trump just declassified MedBed treatment. The Golden Dome is operational. 847 underground medical facilities are now activated. The deep state's pharmaceutical monopoly is dead. July 2026 9:22 UTC. Trump signed Executive Order 2026-1947. The classification was lifted at exactly 9:22 UTC. Tuesday, August 4, 2026, 10 days of darkness intensifies with a full media blackout. Thursday, August 6, 2026, initial redemption centers in the US and EU were expected to go live for private appointment scheduling. Friday, August 7, 2026, martial law enforcement was expected to complete mass arrests of remaining deep state medical elites. Monday, August 3, 2026, timing, quantum financial system intel on Telegram. See daily reports. Sunday, August 2, 2026, emergency broadcast system launches 10 days of continuous disclosure. Martial law expands to protect the global rollout of free med beds and wealth distribution. Portable units reach rural patriot homes. Media takeover silences all fake news permanently. Monday, August 3, 2026, Trump addresses the world announcing complete deep state health defeat and the restored republic. Global streams show reatomization beds regenerating bodies in under 3 minutes. Gitmo tribunals accelerate with high-profile convictions. Healed survivors testify live crushing remaining cabal resistance. Wednesday, August 5, 2026, mass ZIM redemptions and currency exchanges flood humanitarian projects worldwide. No more income tax, only tariffs plus 14% sales tax on new goods. Sovereign treasury operates free of central bank control. 847 trillion in fraudulent debt erased forever. Friday, August 7, 2026, public banks reopen solely under QFS protocols. Old fiat notes become worthless collector items. Perfect health, free energy and financial abundance locked for every patriot family. Cabal medical and banking empires permanently dismantled. Sunday, August 9, 2026, Trump's historic global event celebrates full QFS rebirth. Light prevails, darkness falls. The golden age of freedom, sovereignty and divine justice begins for all 209 nations under the original constitution restored. Monday, August 3, 2026, the Board of Peace has secured an historic agreement for the complete disarmament of Hamas and all other armed groups in Gaza. See daily reports. Monday, August 3, 2026, a Harvard geneticist just received FDA clearance to reverse human aging using frequency-based DNA reprogramming. They call it ER100. We've been calling it a med bed for 30 years. The only difference is, now they can't deny it exists. Med beds technology on Telegram. Monday, August 3, 2026, Fox News, in a massive victory, the FBI's Operation Blackout has destroyed four of the largest scam compounds worldwide, seizing over $15 billion and saving 10,000 Americans from having their life savings stolen. Cash Patel, thousands of PD workers freed. 8,000 internet terminals shut off. Monday, August 3, 2026, Q phones are coming. Say goodbye to iPhones. See daily reports. Monday, August 3, 2026, the Hamiltonian restoration. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent drops economic nuclear bomb on globalists, dependency is slavery. American Media Group, amgnews.com. Monday, August 3, 2026, shocking Senate expose, $1 trillion in taxpayer money stolen annually, funding terrorism, child TG, and luxury goods, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Monday, August 3, 2026, Trump considers pardoning Assange and Snowden, the deep state's worst nightmare just got real. American Media Group, amgnews.com. Monday, August 3, 2026, Trump's Trump IRA plan could make millions rich, $1,000 federal match and no congressional approval, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Monday, August 3, 2026, classified briefing. Operation Financial Freedom. The financial cartel just exposed their biggest weapon, and Trump is about to dismantle it. Capital One just admitted in a court filing that they shut down over 300 bank accounts held by President Trump and his businesses in 2021, Mr. Poole on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Monday, August 3, 2026, declassified intel, Operation Silent Reset, $500 trillion Tier 1 coup to collapse the US dollar and hijack global power, exposed, Ezra A. Cohen on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Monday, August 3, 2026, Fox News, Secretary of State Marco Rubio confirms they have evidence that the mass protesters that come out for different protests like anti-ICE, pro-Hamas and even the 2020 protests are all the same protest groups. It is funded, it is organized. They just remake signs for each different protest. See Daily Reports. Out.